Bermuda lawn dominators. Let's grow greener together.
Welcome, everybody. We have our special guests tonight with us, our wives, Carla and Jennifer Crane. Carla Wheeler and Jennifer Crane. Okay, I'll start over.
Bermuda lawn dominators, get the grass you need. All 14 inch low water, fertilizing weed. Your go-to stop, just to help your lawn. You'll be proud to walk outside to see the change it's undergone. Bermuda lawn dominators, let's go greener together.
Welcome to the Bermuda Lawn Dominators podcast, the one-stop destination for all things lawn care, where we unlock the secrets to achieving a pristine and dominating lawn. I'm Jason Crane, and I'm here with Skip Wheeler and special guests Carla Wheeler and Jennifer Crane. We're not experts, just passionate about lawns. Well, some of us.
Welcome, everybody. We got special guests with us. We got our wives joining us this evening. It's Carla Wheeler and Jennifer Crane. Happy to have you both on here.
We're happy to be here. Thank you.
So we wanted to spend some time just recapping the summer of this past mowing season. We thought, who better than our wives to give us some insight? But before we get too much into that, let's first do the Lawn Beer of the Week.
Welcome to the Lawn Beer of the Week, where we motivate your lawn care with a side of hoppy happiness. Join us as we sip on refreshing brews that pair perfectly with tending to your lawn. Get ready to enjoy some grassy goodness and raise a glass to a lawn well done.
All right, so what do we got this week?
Well, this week we have a beer that was recommended to me by one of our members of our Facebook group.
Yeah.
And also a member of the Wheeler family.
Yeah, my son Trevor.
Yep.
Yeah, he recommended this one. It's the Fireman's Four.
Yes, Fireman's Four from Real L Brewing Company in Blanco, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So it's just right up the road from us, not too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is a blonde ale. It's perfect for a hot day, paired with some spicy food, you know.
Yeah.
Mow your lawn.
Yeah.
Eat some fajitas, drink some Fireman's Four.
Well, does everybody have their own beer? Everybody's going to try it?
Yes.
The wives will try it? You got to talk into the mics.
Yes, we will.
Oh, that's good. I like that one.
Yeah, it's really delicious.
It's smooth.
Yeah, really light.
It is light. It's a blonde. It's a, so is this like a wheat beer? It tastes like a wheat beer, too.
I don't know. I don't see anything.
Well.
It's good, though. I like it.
It's just a blonde. I don't think it has wheat. So I don't think it's a wheat beer.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Well, it's really good. It's good. Yeah. It's starting to get into that fall time of year. And this is a good beer for that. It kind of tastes a little fall-like to me.
Yeah.
Not so much summery. No citrus like some of the other ones we've tried.
A little more pumpkin spice, huh?
Yeah. A little more pumpkin spice. That's perfect. I guess the pumpkin spice beer hasn't quite come out yet. I'm sure there's one out there.
Yeah, there's probably one out there.
I'm sure there's a Starbucks.
I think they do have a pumpkin beer at HEB.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I think I will still steer clear of that, personally.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about lawn stuff and how it affects the whole family and just everything that's gone on over the last several years of doing the lawn and how our wives have learned to live with our obsessions. So, I don't know. I don't guess it's impacted you guys too much, has it?
How many lawnmowers do we have?
Three.
That's it? Are you sure?
I gave one to your dad, so yeah. I'm positive.
Okay. So, other than garage space and shed space, I guess not a whole lot.
And time away in the backyard.
Well, true.
Yeah.
And doing the podcast.
Well, and there's that too.
Jennifer helps me mow a lot of times. A lot of times she does the mowing and I'll do the edging and the weed eating and clean up and all that. And so she's not on board with the multiple mowing times a week. Yeah.
Oh.
No, in a week. Yeah. She's a 1 week, 1 day a week mower.
Well, that's the way it was growing up with my family. We mowed once a week.
Oh, yeah.
It was when the grass got tall.
Yeah, but we didn't know any better.
Cut it as short as you can.
We all did that. Or if you skipped a week, you mowed extra short so you don't have to mow it every week.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that was normal.
And it was always mow as fast as you can so you can get it done. It wasn't like to make it look pretty. It was, get it done and get out.
Yeah, no drawing diamonds in the lawn or fertilizing or pre-emergent.
The best we got was diagonals. We did diagonal rows as a kid, yeah. But that was about it.
I used to draw pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just drive around in circles.
Yeah, my dad was pretty strict about how the lawn was supposed to be mowed. And he didn't do a grass catcher. He raked up the clippings and put them in a bag. So he wanted me to go concentric circles around, blowing the grass toward the center.
Yes. Well, that makes sense.
So that all the grass was in the middle, and then you raked it up and put it in a bag.
Yeah, that was a rule for us, too. You didn't want the clippings to be out in the street or in the yard.
So, well, at least he was smart about it. I mean, did he make you do the raking?
Yes.
I mean, if he wanted to punish you, he could have said, go the other way and blow all the...
Well, I asked him one time. I was like, you know, if we blew it the other way, I wouldn't be running over this grass that I already mowed, you know, that I already mowed and the clippings are over there, you know. He's like, yeah, but how are you going to rake that? I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
He's working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Yeah.
I do like the way the yard looks, though. I mean, all the hours that you put in, it looks really nice after you're done.
Yeah. I agree. Our yard looks really good. I'm not allowed to touch it, I don't think.
No, you've helped. You've helped quite a bit over the years. You're not afraid to get out there and help me, and I appreciate that. But it is something that I enjoy doing. You know, it kind of started for me when the kids were little. This may sound horrible, but... Well, you want some time where nobody can talk
to
you.
We know where this is going.
Yeah.
I know exactly
where it's going. Well, like, well, you want some time. Nobody.
Got to mow.
Yeah, I got to mow. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can bother you. So it's an hour.
Kids are screaming.
Yeah, no kids.
I got to go mow.
Yes. It's a good dad thing to do. And it's not like anybody else is going to go out there and do it for me. So I enjoyed doing it. And I've always enjoyed doing it. Even as a kid, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked mowing as a kid. That was always fun. I would rather mow than clean the house any day.
Well, I don't mind using the riding mower, but everything else is a no-go for me.
Well, the riding mower is a little bit more fun, and I always enjoyed that as a kid if we had one. We didn't live very many places that we had one, but I always typically had the old push mower, and they were not self-propelled.
No. So. Yeah, I remember the first self-propelled we got, and I was probably a teenager. And my dad, the only reason he got it was he, you know, he had heart disease. And so he's trying to, you know, take it easier on himself. And so he finally sprung for a self-propelled. And I thought that was the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was ever invented.
Yeah, only rich people had it when I was a kid, the self-propelled. I always enjoyed it, though. It was my job. In fact, I would borrow the lawnmower, and part of the rule was is I mowed the lawn, they would let me borrow the lawnmower to go mow other people's lawns. So back then, I'd charge $5 to $7 to mow a whole lawn.
Wow. Yeah.
When I was a young adult, I guess I was probably about 12 or 13. I was probably still a kid. Anyway, I was at my grandmother's house, and she would have me mow the yard, and my cousins would want to help. Well, I did most of it, and so my grandma would pay me. She paid me $20.
Oh, wow.
That was a lot back then. And she said, don't tell the cousins and the sisters that you got paid because I'm not paying everybody. Well, of course, me and my big mouth, I had to tell my cousin David that I got paid $20, and that was the last time I got paid to mow.
I'll teach you to keep your mouth shut. So my great-grandmothers lived behind each other in Oklahoma when I was a kid. And my job, I was 12, I had to go mow both of their lawns. And they came from very different worlds. One had a lot more money than the other. But their houses were back to back on the same, on opposite streets, and the alley ran between their house. So I go mow my poor grandma's lawn, and she had an electric mower back then. This was in the late 70s, early 80s. And it plugged into the wall, though. It wasn't battery powered. I would mow it, and she'd give me a $5 bill. My other grandmother, who had the nice brick house and much, much more disposable income, she would give me a quarter.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And I was naive. I would tell her, oh, don't worry about it. Grandma Nelson already gave me $5. And my parents were like, shut up. Don't say anything. Yeah. I didn't understand. I was just trying to tell her, I don't need that quarter. I already got $5. Mm-hmm. So...
You were talking about the electric lawnmower. That made me think of something that happened whenever I was a kid. our neighbor got an electric mower and he was bragging to my dad about it. You know, it's the same kind. You have to run the extension cord and all that. And he was saying, you know, I don't have to worry about changing the oil and putting gas in it. It starts every time, no problem. And he's out there mowing and he got around to the side of the house and his cord wasn't long enough to get it. And so my dad just started laughing and went and started his gas mower and mowed it for him.
Oh, that's funny. He's right. You don't have to worry about that stuff, but you need extension cords.
Yeah, you definitely did back then.
She had a very small house and a garden in half the backyard, so it wasn't too bad there. I hated it. I hated it as a kid having to deal with the extension cord.
Oh, yeah. Bad.
Yeah, flip it.
Yes. Yep. Oh, it's getting in your way constantly. Mm-hmm.
Was it the flip the handle kind? Is that the kind that you...
No, we had to... We turned it, and then we took the actual extension cord and...
Flipped it over
the lawnmower.
Yeah, I remember doing that. The other house, I used a gas mower, so it was easy. So what else would you gals say about the lawn? I mean, how has it impacted you? I mean, you do have the nice lawn in the neighborhood, both of y'all. And Carly, you've mentioned that many times, that it's nice to have a good-looking lawn. And you sometimes compare it to the neighbors as we're driving down the street.
Yes, I do.
You like to be a dominator?
Yes, I do. I like to be Ms. Dominator.
Do you like the price tag that goes with it?
No, not at all. Actually, it's not been too bad. You know, if you buy the right stuff, you don't have to buy a lot of it.
I feel like the amount of money that I spend on furniture and decorations and house stuff, I feel like I'm probably ahead still, so... You can spend a little bit more, not a lot.
Unless you factor in those water bills that we've been getting the last couple of months.
Yeah. We're not going to bring that up on this podcast.
Everybody's had rough water bills recently. I was talking to Chris Spangler today, and his was extremely high as well. So it's just that time of year. You know, now that we're coming out of July and August, it won't be so bad. So into September here, it starts cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, a nice low water bill. And then... I turn mine off in the winter. That way I don't have to worry about it at all. Take a break.
Yeah. I think that's probably what we'll do this year is just turn it off. That's why there's been years in our old house where I left it on through the winter and let the Rocio decide whether it needs water or not. And then other years that where we just turned it off for the...
In the winter?
Yeah.
That's one thing I am interested in putting money into is some kind of online water irrigation system, because what we have today we don't have that web-based functionality.
Like another Rocio.
Yeah. The Rocio was so easy. I could see and turn it on or turn it off or check and see all of the weather, when it was going to stop. And with this, I just wait for Jason to go take a look at it. So,
yeah. It is a lot easier and you don't have to worry about adjusting it for the seasons. I really like that too.
I like the fact that you can operate it from your phone. So if your husband doesn't answer his phone and you know he's outside, you can just turn on some of the sprinklers until he gets the message and checks his phone.
I did that one time with my nieces and nephews at our house. So we had the Rocio at the old house, and all of my sisters and their kids were over, and they were playing outside, and it was hot. It was such a hot day. And I thought it would be funny to turn the sprinklers on with the kids out there. And they loved it.
I bet they did.
But my sisters were not happy.
Did they get muddy?
Well, you know, they were about to leave and they were wet. Yeah.
Yeah. But Carly did do that one time. She couldn't get a hold of me. She was, I was mowing, but she was out in town somewhere calling my phone.
Your tire had a nail in it. And I was just taking them up to get the oil changed. And they said you needed a new tire. And... they weren't cheap, so I wanted to get the okay, and I was opening the garage door and closing it, turning on lights, and
that didn't help because I was in the backyard. Yeah,
nope.
Using all the automation.
Yeah, right? So she
everything I could.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, so there's a benefit to it right there. To having there's another benefit to having a Rocio or a system like that. Now, I think Rainbird makes a cartridge for it you can buy. I have never looked into it. Have you looked into it at all?
Yeah, it's about $100, a little over $100. And so, I don't know. I'm going back and forth on, do I buy that or do I spend a little more and get a Rocio? I don't even know if there's a subscription or
that
not.
That would probably answer my question for me. So,
yeah, because there's no subscription with Rachio.
No, you buy it and you're good.
Yeah.
I think they have come out with some, I'm just guessing. I think they have come out with some subscription options with Rachio, but I haven't done any of it.
Is there any difference with the Rachio with the drip irrigation versus the other, or does it work the same?
It should work the same.
Yeah, I think it would work the same.
I can't imagine any difference. I don't know, though. I hadn't thought about it. Well, no, you put in there what kind of type of sprinklers you have, and you just put drip on all of it. So what have you, Jennifer, thought about the new drip irrigation that you have versus what you had before?
I don't like it.
No?
No, I don't. I don't. We've had some issues with digging in the yard and cutting into the drip irrigation, which is right underneath our grass. So that's the pain. Yeah. And I've also been thinking about when, you know, we want to put a pool in a year or two, and that's going to be just, I don't know, a big pain to try to get that all dug out and cleared out and then all the fittings back together. I don't like it as much as I like the old system.
Yeah. Well, you know, no matter what system you have, when they put a pool in, they're just going to dig through it anyway. And yeah, that's what they did for us. Yeah. They completely just dug through ours, and then we had to pay a sprinkler guy to come out and figure out what was left and how to fix it.
Yeah. The thing I worry about with the drip is that it's everywhere, you know? And so, you know, whenever you have the regular sprinkler system, you just have lines of pipe.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, run back and forth everywhere across your whole yard.
12 inches apart.
Yeah. So.
Is that how far apart it is?
Yeah.
It's even closer in some,
really
some
close
instances.
I mean, I guess it's better though for the, there's no evaporation at all. So you get better coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I talked to a guy who just had a custom house built the other day, and that's what he wanted. That's what he purposely bought a drip irrigation system for his lawn.
What was his reasons?
The evaporation, and he just felt like it was better for conserving water.
It probably is. I'm sure it is. Yes.
So I have a question about the drip irrigation, and it may be a stupid question. I don't know, but is there an issue with like dirt getting in there and clogging, or root systems like getting in there? Because I know, like with the flower bed, we have to, you know, check on that.
I've never once checked on the one in the flower bed.
Oh,
never had to do anything with it.
Well, somebody that came and did the flower bed one time was talking about it, and so
he did say I should have, or that we should have done something with it. I don't remember what, but in 10 years and being here, that's the only time we've had any issue. It wasn't a huge deal though. But no, with that drip system, you got positive pressure, so anything that grows into those drip holes would get pushed back out. I mean, it could get clogged here and there, but I don't think it'd be an issue. I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody out there listening would have a different opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like you did. I mean, I thought
with the positive pressure,
it's not, nothing would clog up the holes. Especially if you're running it regularly, you know, you're going to be washing it all out.
And if it's a drain system, like a French drain or something, then you might
want
where the water's going into the system. But I think you're fine. I don't know. I'll be interested to see how this drip irrigation goes over the next few years that you're in there and what you think of it over time. Because you may end up liking it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's. I don't mind it that much. I think it's okay. There are things about it that I just wonder about. You know, like whenever you have different types of fertilizer or other things that you're putting on your lawn, and it says to water them in. Is a drip system going to suffice, or do I need to put water on top of the lawn to water that in? So things like that
it's also hard to tell how much water you're putting down, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. Is that I really don't know how much water I'm putting down for sure. I mean, I guess I could go out and look at the meter and try to figure it out from that, but I haven't done that so far.
I don't know how you would figure out the square footage of each zone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Without having seen the way they connected at all.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it goes over the next next few years and what you think. And you may find that it's a better system overall.
Yeah.
I mean, what I don't like about ours is having to replace the heads every so often.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and readjust them. The backyard is really out of adjustment. I need to get out there and adjust them.
Too many beers.
So, well, is there anything else with the lawn that you ladies would add to what we've talked about so far?
I do like the robot lawnmower that we have now.
Yeah, that has been a nice addition for sure.
Well, I just like the fact that it looks good. Well, the yard looks good, but yet you're not spending all your time out in the yard. So I kind of have our weekends back.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't been spending near the time, but once a month, I'm still going out there and edging and weed eating.
Yeah, but for the most part, we can go to the farmer's market or get out and hang out with friends and.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it has been nice. It has definitely freed up some time.
Yeah, Jennifer's kind of pushing for us to get one now. Yeah. But we have a much bigger backyard than we used to have. So the mowing takes quite a bit longer. And especially whenever she's doing it and she comes in, she's like, I think for Christmas you should get a robot lawnmower. Yep.
It is a lot. And the real mower, pushing the real mower versus just a regular push lawnmower, it's a little bit more of a beast to push.
Yeah, it's a little bit more work.
Yeah.
It's really, but I mean, it's self-propelled, but it is more difficult to turn and that sort of thing and get into the corners. And
I think the last two times that I've mowed, there's been something that has fallen off of the real mower. Like the front roller comes off of the pin, or it's just a little touchier than a regular mower.
There's more maintenance involved for sure. Yeah. It's, you know, and then also with the way we all grew up, you just start the mower and go. And replacing the lawnmower blade, to be honest, even changing the oil wasn't even a thought back then. Not at least in my family, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we ever changed oil in any of our lawnmowers.
Yeah.
So.
My dad came from a mechanic background, you know. He grew up working on cars and tractors and worked on airplanes in the Air Force, and we never changed the oil. He would check it every time he mowed, and if it needed some, he would put some in. Yeah, and that's how I got fresh oil. Every time it was low, we added some to it.
Yeah, the real mower definitely has more maintenance because you got to keep those blades sharp and in the line. Alignment and things can throw it off too. Yeah. I used to hit mulch. If I hit a piece of mulch or something, I'd throw it off, and definitely a rocker.
Oh yeah. Whenever I first mowed, Jason was very particular about making sure all of the mulch was out of the way.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like a pair of scissors, right? So try to run a pair of scissors over a piece of mulch. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. Which is why we need the robot mower, so that it will do all of the work and you just spend the time on the maintenance.
I don't think Jennifer's the holdup on the robot mower.
Well, I just got a powered real mower.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
I don't blame you. I'm excited for you, too. And I still have mine.
But you can still use it for the front yard, and then we use the robot mower for the backyard.
Yeah. I think that's a good compromise, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, the robot lawnmower could just be a supplement, right? So you have your showpiece, wherever you want that to be, and then just let the robot do its thing.
Yeah.
And that's really the way I was going to start with the robot lawnmower. I assumed the robot lawnmower was going to be a supplement. And then here I am 2 months later, and I haven't started my real mower.
Well, it looks good. It looks, I can't really tell that much of a difference.
Nobody can. My neighbors even commented on it last night that it looks like it always does, just mowed more often. I do get texts every once in a while from neighbors saying, I saw your lawnmower out there. So I'm like, was it working? Was it doing what it's supposed to? So never a question. It is nice. I'm mowing every other day, either the front or the back. It's you know, that's part of the Bermuda line mantra, right? Is mow low and mow often.
Right.
So I'm mowing often. I can't mow as low with this as I could with my real mower. I can only go down to 1.2 inches. I was mowing at 0.75. Mm-hmm. So if you're mowing at half an inch, it may be too much of a compromise, but that half an inch that I'm compromising from 0.75 to 1.2 without having to get out there and do it myself at all, it's a fair compromise.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy it. But I'm a tech nerd too. So, and just to be clear, if anybody's thinking about it, I'm a tech nerd. If anybody's listening.
I know, I heard that too.
If anybody's out there at all. We do question that at times. But just to be clear, I'm a tech nerd, and my tolerance level for the intricacies of new technology is pretty high. However, I have to say this: the Mimotion Luba 5000 has been, hardware-wise, spot on. Not an issue at all hardware-wise. Software needs to be a little bit better, but they keep making changes and it's been pretty good. They just made a new change where you can, with the scheduling. I haven't set up the schedule, which I probably need to. The biggest problem for me is getting that thing through the gate, which sounds horrible, yeah. Right? That's my biggest issue. and one of my friends said that they wouldn't buy one because of that. I'm like, you open the gate for your own lawnmower.
Right.
So, Carla, didn't you have a solution for that?
Yes, I was thinking getting a large animal door, like a dog door for a large dog, but the kind that only opens with the collar activation.
Yeah, with the location or the I know what you're talking about. I can't think what it's called.
And then just put the collar on the mower.
Yeah, you could absolutely do that. Except you need something without a frame across the bottom because it's got to roll through. So, but you can still use that. There's lots of YouTube videos out there, guys, who have come up with solutions for it.
Yeah.
And people keep asking Mimotion, the people that made the lawnmower that I have, they keep asking them to come up with a add-on solution.
Yeah.
So with Mimotion, do they do the upgrade, like the free software upgrades? If you buy one, you get all the upgrades?
That's like a good question. Like an iPhone? That's a valid question. And you do. The software upgrades or updating happens automatically. I've been really impressed. I mean, it runs within millimeters of where it's supposed to be. It doesn't get quite as close to my no-go zones as I program it to get, like around my tree out front. I have it set to not go, too close to the flower bed that's around the tree. But it still mows further out than I set it. So, I mean, that's definitely a first world problem, right? Yeah. I have to edge a little bit more than I want to. We need a little bit more.
Yeah. So, maybe make your no-go zone a little
I tried smaller. To make it a little smaller. Oh. So I have it hugging it now. Mm-hmm. It's still about six inches out. So I don't know why that is. I see that other people have had the same problem.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something they'll fix in one of the upcoming.
Yeah, I hope so. They did reach out to me the other day and ask for any ideas or updates that I would suggest to the mower. So I gave them that. That was one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this hobby can get expensive, right? I mean, we're talking about almost a $3,000 lawnmower, right? My riding mower, those riding mowers can cost anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 or more. And just a real mower is $1,500 to $3,000. And so it definitely can get out of hand over time for sure.
Yeah, but it's a hobby that's a good hobby. You're not going out and doing, things you're not supposed to do. So you're spending money and we're happy with things that you're doing with it.
Yeah, we're like those videos of how do you know your husband won't cheat on you? They show the videos of the guys that are counting their baseball cards or their Pokemon cards.
Right.
We're like that with the lawnmower.
We're standing in the yard looking at the grass.
And the yard looks really good. Both of your yard, Skip, and your yard, Jason, they both look really good.
Yes, they do. But what I got from that was that I could do some more shopping and it'd be all right.
Well, I'm trying to cut back on expenses. Maybe I'll sell one of my mowers. So
that you can buy something for the house.
Exactly.
I'll give you $500 cash for that Swordman.
I bet. Right now. I love that Swordman. It's such a good mower. It has been a solid machine. What I really like about that is that you can take the reel out and send it in and have it professionally sharpened.
Yeah.
And, I don't have to try to find somebody local to do it. I send it out to Georgia. And it's a couple hundred dollars to have it done. I only do it every couple of years. That's really all I've needed. Because I really only just use it in the front yard, so it doesn't get used a whole lot. I mean, it's used all summer, but it's not a lot of area to mow.
Right.
I like the Sportman. It's been a solid machine. It's quiet. It's not real loud, lawnmower-wise. We have spent a lot of time and a lot of money, but it is a good hobby. And, you know, part of it is just the learning process. And we probably talk too much about it and get too excited about it, but we do take a break during football season.
Yeah, that's coming up.
That's right. Go yeah. Cowboys.
All right. So instead of shout outs this time, Carla and I are members of your Facebook group. So yay for us.
Yeah.
Yay. Being good supportive wives. And I have seen a lot of ladies out there.
There are a lot of women
on there, the yes. Facebook group, and they are killing it. Those yes. lawns are looking good, and some of those guys are giving them a hard time. Y'all need to cool it with giving them, like, they're doing their own thing. They're doing a great job.
Well, a lot of those women have better looking lawns than some of those guys.
Yes, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So know, shout out to all the ladies.
Yeah, shout out to all of them.
Absolutely.
You know, there was one lady telling a story on the Facebook page that somebody came over and was complimenting her husband on the lawn.
Yes.
She was so mad. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I understand how that goes, though. But yeah, we appreciate all the women that are on there. And it's not just our wives that are on there, but it's also people who are interested in doing the lawns themselves. So
that's right.
If you know anybody that's interested, the ladies included, please invite them to the group. We enjoy having all different groups in there and different experience levels. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of newbies. We got a lot of newbies in the first part of the growing season. And it's, you know, they're asking lots of questions and lots of things that we've already answered or have already been answered, you know, by other people at times. And I mean, but it's just nice to have that fresh perspective and people that are excited and trying to do something, trying to turn their lawn around, you know.
It is nice, yeah. Yep. You know, even though it's the same questions over and over, it's really because it's not that hard of a hobby. It's just a ever-changing. It's living stuff, right? It's living plants. So it's ever-changing. So if you stick to the main tenets, mow, water, fertilize, and weed. If you stick with those four things, your lawn will look good. And those are typically the four, or the one of the categories that every question will fall in is one of those four. Yeah. So even though it's the same questions over and over, we don't mind answering them. But if you're looking for something, get on the Facebook group and do a search. There's a little magnifying glass up there on the Facebook page, and just you can search for your question. Yeah, you'll probably find it.
I've gotten so many answers using that search.
Yeah, I have too.
I was just going to say, thanks for letting us crash your podcast tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thanks for being here with us.
It was nice to have you all here.
Yeah,
and we get our husbands back 3 weeks out of the four. Is that what's happening next?
That's what's going to happen over the fall and going into the winter.
Yeah, we're going to go to one podcast a month, and then in the spring we'll pick it back up again.
Yeah. So. We appreciate everybody joining us, and we will see you next time.
That was fun.
And that's a wrap.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the BLD Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our lawn care discussions and the lawn beer of the week. Remember, as we sip and tend to our lawns, let's get greener together. Keep mowing, keep sipping, and keep dominating those lawns. Until next time, stay green and cheers.